Visiting today with Stockman Livestock Auctions, Bob Rodenberger. Bob, we had a little bit of a holiday week off last week, so how did we rebound this week?
Well, we come back. We just kind of normal runs as far as volume, a little bit lighter than what we had a year ago, which we've expected. Casey, a lot of people got rain. A lot of people's ponds have filled up. I mean, we the moisture. I think we're in good shape. Talking around, probably 80% of the people have got good moisture. I still talk to a few people that, you know, 2 miles away, they've got a pasture or a pond that didn't get any rain. And 2 miles from there, they got from an inch to 4 inches. So it's scattered, but it's got down to where the majority of the people have got moisture. They've got grass, and now they've got water in their stock ponds. And that part is good for the producer. The other side of it is we're seeing a little bit of demand for some people buying some replacement cows. Not a big abundance of them, because there's not a big abundance of them available of the quality everybody's wanting. But there's been some demand for that. And far as our side of the business, we like that people are trying to restock. But it's on a small scale. Feeder and stocker market was on fire again. I mean, it was exceptional everywhere. Oklahoma City, Mundy, El Reno, Apache, Woodward, everywhere I've talked and seen, the demand is great for the feeder cattle. The demand is still good for the calf market. The only thing we seen that was a little bit of pressure on was the little light calves just weighing 300 in this kind of heat. You know, it's pretty tough on them to try to jerk them off their mama and get them straightened out. But we're still selling 3-weight cattle in the mid $3 area. And on some of them, if they're weaned, can bring that $4. So, I mean, it's still an exceptional market in every part of the industry right now.
You know, I heard a couple of folks talking about now that they do have some pond water and that they do have some grass, they'd like to build up that cow herd. But as you mentioned, not a lot of cows being sold. So when do you think that might turn around?
Oh, I mean, we're going to see some people that were aggressive that held heifers and bred them. I mean, I've had two calls this morning on some guys on their home raised heifers that they pulled off of that they had on wheat that they put bulls with, and they're, you know, spring calving heifers that'll, you know, start calving in January and February. We're hearing of a little bit of that, not tremendous amount, but getting a few calls on that. I think by this time, you know, the cattle being turned out this fall going to wheat, we'll see a lot more people that's culled down that will keep their own heifers, and some of them will sell some of those heifers. So, but as far as the herd, a guy going in and selling a set of 4 and 5 year old cows will be very small, but we'll have some. I've got some older people that just want to scale back that said, you know, we've got a young herd. This market's good. We want to take advantage of it, not because we want to, you know, we don't want to get out, but we want to take advantage of the good market and just scale down. They've got young people that's willing to lease their, you know, lease part of their place and keeps the people in retirement age, keeps some income coming in, but they don't want to quit, but they want to scale back.
What do you think we'll see in the next couple of weeks with this weather? This weather has been crazy for July, Bob.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's hard on cattle right now, but you know, when you got to sell cattle, you got to sell cattle. The biggest thing is we've just got to start handling these cattle. And, you know, like if you're going to sell cattle, you need to be loading them late in the afternoons where they can get them in there and it's cool and get them handled and sorted while it's still cool, instead of loading cattle at 10 o'clock in the morning and unloading them at 2 in the afternoon. I mean, it's hard on the cattle. It's hard on the people's help. It's hard on the help that's trying to get them ready. We just got to think and use some common sense when we're starting to move these cattle this time of year.
Think we're going to have another big week next week?
I don't think it'll be big, but I think it'll be about like we was this week everywhere.
All right, Bob, how do folks contact you if they've got questions?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchison, Greg Griffith, or myself. Just give us a call.